Good morning. Good morning, Grace Christian Church family. We're so glad you're with us this morning. Amen. My name is Rob Parlante. I'm the pastor here at Grace Christian Church. And before we start, I want to say this. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We're finally out of 2020, which is, to me, probably one of the worst years on recorded record. And then we're into 2021. Amen. So we're into a new year. And last week, I preached a message about law versus grace, and you know, as we enter into 2021, to really understand grace. And but also this today, I'm going to preach another message about goals and focusing on goals for our 2021 year. So the title of my message this morning is this: focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. Amen. And the passage of scripture we're going to look at today is in Hebrews 12, 1-3, a very familiar passage, but I'm going to expound that to you this morning. But it's been 42 weeks since we've been meeting in our building. And I'm praying the Lord will open up an avenue, the vaccinations would come out, and we'd be back in that building in a couple months. Amen. But in the meantime, we're streaming to you live today from my home in Monmouth County, New Jersey. And I want to also mention, every Sunday, every message I preach, we have our sermon notes on our website, njgrace.org, and also on our Facebook page, Grace Christian Church of Monmouth County. And one last announcement. I would encourage you all to join our group called Christ is Our Life Movement. Amen? A wonderful Facebook page that's open to the public that we put out a few weeks back, that we encourage you to join, to learn about grace and comment, and daily devotions are in there, and lots of truths every day are given to you there. So I encourage you to join that, and if you like it and you're already on it, share it and invite somebody else. Amen? You know, so 2021, we're into the new year. Happy New Year, like I said. And last week as a review, I want to kind of touch on what I preached on to kind of reinforce that message was out with the old and in with the new. And we looked at Matthew chapter 9, verse 14 to 17, and that was a parable. And a parable is a story with a spiritual meaning or spiritual truth behind it. And Jesus talked about that in that passage in Matthew. And really what he was doing there was contrasting law with grace. He was contrasting the difference between the two. And if you remember the passage, he talked about an old coat and with a tear in it and patching on a new piece of fabric. And what happened when you did that? The coat tore further when the fabric shrunk. So what was represented there was the old coat was the law, and the patch of the new cloth was grace. Amen. And when you put those together, it tore apart. And then he also talked about wine, new wine, and old wineskins as kind of also a parable, stating like the old wineskin was the law, and the new wineskin is grace. And when you put new wine in an old wineskin, what happens? It bursts. So brothers and sisters, that parable, what that's telling us is that law and grace just don't mix for salvation or for entering or living the Christian life. It just doesn't work. Your life falls apart. It bursts. It tears apart. And brothers and sisters, that's by God's design, because when we try to live the Christian life by rules and by the old covenant law, it just doesn't work. And God shows us that, because if it did work, we wouldn't need Christ as our source of life. Amen. But the problem is, brothers and sisters, as we receive Jesus at whatever time and age you were when you received him, me, I was in my mid-20s, almost 30 plus years ago now, we have patterns of flesh. We have ingrained flesh patterns. In other words, we rely on self. We have unbelief. And we're constantly taught, and I had a discussion with a brother pastor that I've known for many years yesterday, the constant mix and mixed message to the church of law and grace, it balances. No, it doesn't. Grace replaces law. We are not under law, but under grace. But anyway, we have a default mode when we enter into the Christian life, and that is some of these old patterns and maybe law-based living, and it just doesn't work, brothers and sisters. It just doesn't work. It's not designed to work. What's designed to work is putting faith, trust, and dependence in Christ as our source of life. That's kind of the theme of our Facebook page. You did, right? Christ is our life movement. But we need to put faith in him. Depend on him, trust in him, and believe in him. So I want to look at this word faith and the actual meaning of faith. What is faith? And Hebrews 11:1 gives us a great, great description of the word faith. Now I'm going to read from the God's Word version, and this is what God's Word version says faith is. Faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. I read it again. Faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. Assures. Faith assures us of things we expect. Amen? It assures us of things we expect. And what do we expect? We expect Christ to be dependable and the source of our life. Amen? And it convinces of things we cannot see. It convinces us of things that God says in his word, that Christ says about us, that Christ, the scripture says about our identification and being risen with him. All that. Faith assures and convinces us that Christ is at work in our lives and in our circumstances. So I want to say this as we move forward. Faith is the same thing as belief, is the same thing as trust, is synonymous with dependence. All the same. Faith is synonymous with trust, is synonymous with belief, is synonymous with dependence. All mean the same thing, brothers and sisters. When we have faith, trust, assurance, and dependence on Christ as our source of life, that gives us assurance that he is working. Amen. And that's my prayer for you today as we enter into 2021. That would you would place your faith, trust, dependence, and belief in Christ as your source of life. And we're going to look at that today in Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. And we're going to discover this. We need to focus on Christ as our source and goal of our faith. And we're going to discover 3 points. Our race of faith, the goal of our faith, point two, and the opposition to our faith, point three. So I'm going to read now Hebrews 12, 1 to 3, in God's Word version, a little bit different version, I don't normally use this, very colorful, and puts a lot of emphasis on the scripture. I like this, love this version. And then we'll open this time in prayer, amen. Hebrews 12, 1 to 3 says, since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, we must rid ourselves of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. We must focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of him, so he endured death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought him. Then he received the highest position in heaven, the one next to the throne of God. Think about Jesus, who endured opposition from sinners, so you don't become tired and give up. Let's bow our heads and open this time in prayer. Bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful that you are the sovereign God of the universe, that you are in control of all things, that you are in us and you give us life. I pray, Lord, as we enter into a new year, a year that many of us have fear and anxiety about, 2021, what's going to happen, Lord? But I pray that you would speak through my lips and you would rest assured all of us listening today that dependence and trust on you and faith in you and belief in you is the only way to live the Christian life. I pray for you and I pray for those listening today that we would really touch our hearts and you would reveal that to us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. All right, point one, our race of faith. That's back to verse 1 of chapter 12 of Hebrews. I'll read it again. It says, since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, we must rid of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. For brothers and sisters, chapter 12 of Hebrews comes right after what? Chapter 11. And chapter 11 is known in the Bible as the faith chapter. Yeah. And we just looked at verse 1 as what is faith? Amen. That as an example of description. But then, if you look at the chapter, and I'm not going to read it today because there's so many examples there of people of faith, men of faith. It says, by faith. And then and the writer of Hebrews mentions the name. And they put those all those people mentioned, and I'll mention their names, what they did, but they put their faith, belief, and trust and dependence on God. Amen. They put their faith, trust, and belief in God. For example, in that chapter, it talks about, read it on your own, brothers and sisters, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, and others, they say towards the end, others, so many men and women of faith they couldn't even mention. But brothers and sisters, those men and women put their faith in God. And then some of them experienced many trials and some very fabulous, wonderful victories and some smaller victories. And some never saw their victory. But brothers and sisters, they're written in the scriptures as an example to us by faith. And we can think of Abraham who went out and ventured out into a foreign land trusting God. You know what? We think about all the others mentioned here. So many examples of men of faith. But they were looking forward to the cross. They were looking forward to Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. They didn't know who Christ was. They only knew God. They only knew the God who created the heavens and the earth, brothers and sisters. But what's different about us today in 2021 is we live after the cross, post-cross. Okay, we have something a little bit different and more information about Christ than they did. They were looking forward, and we even says in the scriptures, Abraham believed and he was justified by faith. He believed God. They all were saved and they all have eternal life, amen, just like the new covenant believer does. But at the end of chapter 11 in Hebrews, this is what the writer says. God planned to give us now at this time something very special, and that would we would gain eternal life with them. And what that very special thing is Jesus Christ. So now today, in 2021, we're looking back to the cross, amen? And salvation is available to all who believe in the gospel message. And that's faith, belief, and trust, and dependence in that gospel message. So you might ask me, Pastor Rob, what is the gospel? I've heard so many different variations or different ways and pastors mentioning. Well, I'll tell you what the scripture says. If you have your Bible, circle these pages. I mean, these verses. 1 Corinthians 15, 3-4 says plainly and simply what the gospel is. And I'm going to read again from God's Word Version. It says this. This is the gospel. I passed on to you the most important points of doctrine that I received. Christ died to take away our sins, as the scripture predicted. He was placed in a tomb, and he was brought back to life on the third day, as the scriptures predicted. That very special thing, as mentioned in Hebrews 11:40, is Jesus Christ and the salvation he offers by belief in the gospel message. Amen. So in our current time, we have the scriptures. We have the Bible. We know Christ walked this earth as he after he resurrected and ascended into heaven and said he would come back the same way. And we're waiting for that, brothers and sisters. But in the meantime, as we live in the new covenant of grace, in the church age, how do we live? We live the same way the Old Testament saint did. By faith, brothers and sisters. By faith in Jesus Christ as our source of life. Amen. By faith in Jesus Christ as our source of life. Now, you can say, Pastor Rob, how could you say that? Well, I can say there's many, many exhortations in Scripture that tell us that. For example, Romans chapter 1, 16 and 17, which is the theme verses for the book of Romans, talks about faith. The whole theme of the book of Romans is this, that we grow in faith, We're saved by faith, and we grow in faith. It's the same faith. I read God's Word version again. Romans 1, 16 and 17 says, I'm not ashamed of the good news. It is the power to save everybody who believes. Jews first and Greeks as well. God's approval is revealed in this good news. The approval begins and ends with faith, as the scripture says. The person who has God's approval will live by faith. So what that verse is saying is, righteousness and salvation begins with faith, and we live our lives in faith, and it ends in faith. Brothers and sisters, that's the way we live the Christian life. That's what those men of old, saints of old, women of old, in chapter of Hebrews did the same thing. They put their faith in God, and God worked in their lives, amen? So what we're saying here is, we need to have that same faith, but it's a little bit different because we know Christ now, and we have faith and trust and belief in Him who resides in us, amen? Yeah. Now, chapter 12, back to Hebrews 1, says, since we're surrounded by so many examples of faith, and those are the people we saw in chapter 11 of Hebrews, we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. You know, well, those men and women are examples to us, brothers and sisters, and we have the same thing today. You know, as we enter into 2021, I believe many are entering in not by faith, but by fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of the coronavirus, fear and anxiety and depression about the future. Brothers and sisters, the answer is to live by faith in Christ who dwells all of us. And this scripture says, it says so many people, examples of the faith, those of faith of old, Abraham, all of them, we must rid ourselves of things that slow us down and distract us. Well, what is that? Well, that's specific to you and your life. And I don't know each one of you individually listening to me today. But I would say this, any sin or anything that distracts us, that makes us, in general, this idea, unfaithful or undependent on Christ, our source of life, will distract us. Okay? We must get rid of that. Areas of unbelief, things that make us unfaithful. You know what? All of sin is unbelief. But unbelief of what? God's promises in the scripture. What the Bible says about who we are in Christ, our identity. What the Bible says about how we're resurrected with Him. All the wonderful truths about provision, about working out all things, Romans 8, 28. All that. When we don't believe that, we're unfaithful. And when we're unfaithful, we get distracted. We slow down. We get entangled in sin that keeps us from running the race that lies ahead of us in a fast, efficient manner. Amen. Never give up. Never give up. The end of this verse says, when we run the race that lies ahead, because we need to continually have faith, trust, and belief and dependence, I say it again, on Christ as our source of life who resides in us. And when we do that, and we take little steps of faith, we see God work. And we say, you know, God took care of me that time. He'll take care of me this time. And it deepens our faith, and it deepens our relationship, and we trust Him even more. That's how it works, brothers and sisters. We live by faith and never give up in this life's race of faith. Point two. What's the goal of our faith? You know what? Verse 2 says, we must focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of Him, so He endured death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought Him. Then He received the highest position in heaven, the one next to the throne of God. Amen. So, many of us have known this verse through the years, and we say, well, that word focus is translated differently in other versions. Some versions say fix your eyes on, or looking to, or keeping our eyes on. So verse 12, 2 of chapter 12 says, focus on, fix on who? Jesus. But why? Because he is the source and goal of our faith. Amen? To focus on him because he is now the source, amen, and the goal of our faith. That's such a clearly stated goal, I think, in Scripture, that we should focus on him because he's our source and goal. Okay? What other goals do we have? You know what? You notice how the Scripture doesn't say there, focus on yourself or your self-ability or your intellect or your career or anything else as your source and goal of faith. You know what? It doesn't say focus on, I have a list of things. Think about this. It doesn't say focus on your flesh, the old covenant law. It doesn't say focus on Christian discipleship and rules, or disciplines, I'm sorry, and rules. It doesn't say follow the rules. It doesn't say focus on your spouse or your family, your children, your church, your intellect, your education. No. Career, money, government. So popular charismatic leader, you know, we see a lot of these charismatic leaders on TV. You know what? No, government leaders. Don't focus on philosophies that are empty, humanistic teaching. Hey, how about your 401k? Don't focus on that. It's nice to have one, but if to focus on that, or doctors or whatever. No, it says focus on who? Jesus, amen? Focus on him. He's the goal and source of your life, amen? It's a simple truth. And we all miss it. Or we just decide that he's not reliable enough as our source. We don't trust him enough to be our source. Amen. But faith and trust and belief in Christ as our source of life is what this verse is saying. Because he is the goal of our faith. Amen. Jesus Christ is the source and goal of our faith. You know, we entered into 2021, and I know a lot of folks do this. We make goals, personal goals, right? In 2021, I want to lose weight, or I want to get into shape, or I want to change my finances, or I want to do something different. And we all have, you know, resolutions, and we have all these wonderful goals every year. Well, I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Scrap all those goals. Because your goal should be to focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. And when you do that, all those other things fall into place, brothers and sisters, wonderfully and joyfully and peacefully. And we run the race and live by faith. Amen. We run the race and live by faith. We're post-cross. As a believer, we have Christ living in us. Now, how can I say that? There's many verses, right, in Colossians. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But probably the most popular, and to me, my favorite one or two verses of the Bible is Galatians 2:20, which says this: as a new believer, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but listen now, Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. He's my source. And the life which I now live in the flesh, this body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It says, I live by faith in the Son of God who lives inside of me. Amen. The old you was crucified. The new you was resurrected. You're a new creation in Christ. Amen. You have a new source which to live. The men of old in Hebrews chapter 11, the old saints didn't have Christ in them. They were looking forward to the cross. We have that source. Amen. They didn't have that source. So setting a goal is not a wrong thing. But your priority should be to focus on Jesus as your source and goal of your faith. And when you do that, moment by moment, day by day, and exercise that by faith, your life will radically change for the good, for an abundant life, for a life that is a wonderful spiritual journey with Christ. That's what will happen in your life. Amen? He wants to live in you and through you. And that's what we're saying here. Focus on him as your source and goal of your faith. Amen. Then at the end of these verses, it says, he saw the joy before him, Jesus now, being with God. He endured death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought him. Then he received the highest position in heaven, the one next to the throne of God. You know what? Jesus Christ right now is resurrected and sitting at the right hand of God. And brothers and sisters, you are also resurrected and seated in the heavenlies. It says it in Ephesians. I don't know how it works, brothers and sisters, but you're with him. And we are with him in the heavenlies. Amen. So what's your goal for 2021? What's your goal for this year? Scripture says we must focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. Amen. But you know, brothers and sisters, point three, we have an enemy, and there's an opposition to our faith. Chapter 12, verse 3. Think about Jesus, who endured opposition from sinners, so you don't become tired and give up. You know what? Think about Jesus. You know, he had a lot of opposition, and so will we. Now, who was opposed to him? The Pharisees were opposed to him. We think of tradition was against him, law was against him, sinners were against him. He says he endured opposition from sinners. You know what? Think about that. I mean, he got it worked, right? He was crucified. He was beaten. He shed his blood. He died. You know, are we at that point? Maybe one day that'll happen. Who knows, brothers and sisters? But you know what? We're not at that point. We haven't been to the point where we're shedding our blood for our faith. Maybe some of us, but most of us, not in the U.S., right? Not yet anyway. But we need to think about him. He have had opposition. And here's what I'm saying today. We have a lot of opposition as Christians. And the source of it, you know, this was a Christian nation. You know, and I listen to messages back in the, from Billy Graham channel, by the way, Sirius Radio 460, wonderful channel, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, talking about taking God out of our culture, taking God out of the society, taking God out of the family. It just destroys the family in our society, right? Everybody does what they think is right. No morals, nothing. The world, it just, this country really is becoming post-Christian. But we have a demonic opposition. It's rooted in demonic realm, amen, to be against us. And really, what the demonic realm is trying to do, demons and Satan, is to keep us from putting our faith, trust, belief, and dependence in Christ as our source of life. That's the bottom line. That's the main thing. His main goal is to keep you from connecting to the power source of Christ in you. That he can renew your mind. He can transform you. That he can teach your soul truth. That his spirit and his power will flow through you. That's what Satan does not want you to know. He wants to keep you distracted, slow you down, and keep you away from Christ as your source of life. Amen. But you know what? At the end of that verse, it says, think about Jesus who endured opposition, and you will too. It says this at the end. Don't become tired and give up. Don't give up. Take steps of faith and see God work. Don't give in to the opposition, brothers and sisters. But you know what? Opposition will come. Opposition many times comes our way, and we can grow from it, brothers and sisters, because Christ will use the opposition as an opportunity to show us the need for us to depend on him. Now, sometimes things come upon us, not of our own doing, not of our own sin, not of our own consequences or choices, just come upon us out of the blue. That's an opportunity for us to depend, trust, and put faith in Christ as our source of life. And if I can think of anything, that's the pandemic, brothers and sisters. Amen? This pandemic has, I think, deepened many Christians' faith. And I think many, many are coming to know Jesus through this pandemic because, really, there's no hope without him getting through something like this. But you know what? There's opposition. And opposition and trials turn us away from our flesh. Okay? Of our source of dealing with life. You know what? Or, you know, out of our own resources, amen? We experience the pain of opposition sometimes, but in the long run, we experience victory because we are in Christ. The evil one wants us to give up. The evil one wants us to stop or never even try to attempt to put our faith and dependence and belief in Christ as our source of life, amen? He wants us to give up. That's his goal. And when we give up, we're kind of in the wilderness, like the Israelites, never crossing into the promised land. Over and over again, trying to learn the same lessons God's trying to learn. Teach us, brothers and sisters, and show us where we have areas of self-dependence, brothers and sisters. But the evil one wants to keep us in the wilderness. And just think about this. He wants to keep us stagnant, immature, fruitless. He wants to keep us in habitual sins, in fear, in anxiety, in depression, in hopelessness. That's where he wants us to be, spinning our wheels round and round, year after year. And I could say it for days, maybe, for months, for years, and even decades. You know, some brothers and sisters in Christ are still not understanding by faith we enter the promised land, and also by dependence and faith and trust, we depend on Christ as our source of life. They still don't get it. They still don't understand it because they've been taught the mixed message of law and grace. And that's another one. Satan wants you to stay in the wilderness doing that, trying to patch law with grace. You know what? It doesn't. It replaces it. Right? The skins burst. New wine. Grace doesn't mix with old law. He wants to keep us in that wilderness, around and around, and render it. That's his opposition to us. The world system. All these things come against us. I think of a quote from Watchman Nee about something of this effect about belief. And he says, you can learn 10 years worth of lessons in 1 year by faith, trust, dependence, and belief in Christ as your source of life. Listen now. 10 years worth of lessons in 1 year, or you can learn 1 year's worth of lessons in 10 years when you don't depend, trust, have faith, and have dependence on Christ as your source of life. You see, brothers and sisters, it's about you making a choice to depend. You know what? John 10:10 talks about the evil one. He says he calls him a thief here. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So on the other side of all those trials and oppositions by faith, there is this thing called an abundant life. There's victory. There's fruit. Amen? But he's trying to keep us, the evil one, from experiencing that. We will not experience that if we do not depend, trust, have faith in Christ as our source of life. So, brothers and sisters, it all depends on, in this year, and I say moving forward, my prayer is you would focus on Jesus, amen, as your source and goal to live the Christian life. The abundant life is a wonderful thing. You know what? Hudson Taylor, I talked about this last week in his personal testimony. He wrote a letter to his sister. He was a Chinese missionary. He said, I just couldn't experience the life of Christ. I was trying on my own. You know what? He was stuck in the wilderness. Satan had him thinking law and grace mixed. And when he finally realized, I can't do that, it's all about grace. God worked wonderfully through him. And he can work wonderfully in you and through you. But here's some examples of an abundant life. When we have Christ as our source of life. It's peace. It's rest. It's fruits of the Spirit. It's joy. It's feeling love, knowing your love and feeling love, expressing the love to others, God's love, and walking in the works God has planned for us beforehand to walk in. Amen. It's all about that, brothers and sisters. And Satan has really, really has an advantage on most of the Christians in this world, in this country especially, because this mixed message of law and grace, and that you can't have these things. It's in the future. It's only in heaven. No, it's not. It's for now. And boy, do we need it. Do we need to depend on him and express him to share the good news of the gospel of grace, that there's hope in Christ. Amen. But you need to take a step of faith, and there's going to be opposition. Brothers and sisters, life, never said life will be easy as a Christian. But you know what? On the other side of the opposition, there's something more fruitful and something more beneficial, and that is dependence and realizing Christ is your life. And when you do that, he shows you, and more you experience him in greater ways. Amen. That's a wonderful way to live, and I encourage you to do that for 2021. So in conclusion, title of my message, main idea, focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. Amen? Focus on him. He's the goal. Focusing on him, putting faith in him, trusting him, depending on him, believing in him as your source to live the Christian life, because he resides in you, brothers and sisters. In Hebrews, it said twice in those verses, don't give up. don't give up and fall into the hands of the evil one and be stuck in the wilderness like the Israelites did and never get into the promised land. Amen. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. It's by faith in him as your source of life. So today, make it a priority. Make it a priority today for 2021 to walk and live by faith and dependence on Christ as your source and goal to live the Christian life. You know, Hebrews 12 talks about our race. So our race of faith is by trust, belief, and dependence on Christ. The goal of our faith is Jesus. He's the goal of our faith. Amen. And the opposition to our faith is the world system, even our flesh that's excited by the world system or enticed by the world system to keep us away from depending on him as our source of life. Brothers and sisters, I'm just going to leave you off and say this. Please, if you learn anything from me today, is to trust him, believe in him, depend on him. He's your source of all things. And he will work wonderfully in your life through you this year. And you could be a shining star in a dark place, brothers and sisters, during this year, this global pandemic. People will see Christ in you and say, what do you have? And you can say, I have Jesus. Amen. And you can share the good news with them. Because brothers and sisters, more than anything, this world and this society and this country needs Jesus to be their life. Amen. They're all hopeless. They're all looking to the government. They're all looking to socialism now, it seems like. They're looking to all these programs. There's no answers there. The answer is Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the source and goal of our faith, and will work out all things. Amen. So thankful that you're with me this morning. Make that your goal for 2021. Jesus, the source and goal of your faith. Now I'm going to close this in prayer, and I will see you next time. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, you are the source. Without you, we can't live the Christian life. Without you, we can't move forward in the Christian life. Without you, we're separated from God. Jesus, you died for our sins. You gave us life. You give us all things. Thank you for spiritual life. Thank you we're connected to you. Thank you that you're in us. I pray, Lord, that as we enter into this year, we won't enter into 2021 with a spirit of fear, but with a spirit of confidence and assurance and faith in you, that you will work out all things and that you are our source as we run the race of life. Thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. And we're so thankful you've given us your life and you dwell in us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.